So I grew up just south of here in a small town of San Miguel, and I was born to a father who goes generations back in southern New Mexico. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, all buried in that same cemetery there in San Miguel. My mom, on the other hand, was an immigrant from Mexico. My dad at that point was in the Air Force, and he talked about how much he learned and how it was so important to serve our nation, and also, you know, just the benefits you get from being elsewhere outside of this community. Well, I love this community. There's a whole global world out there, and he talked a lot about that aspect of it, how the military kind of broadens your whole perspective in life and how we become more global as a result of it.
So can you talk a little bit about that with your service?
My military service was really propelled a lot by my dad's, you know, Air Force background. The summer between my junior and senior year, I had the privilege and honor of being selected for New Mexico Boy State. And it happened to be held at New Mexico Military Institute in Roswell. And I fell in love with the idea of being in the Corps of Cadets. So I attended New Mexico Military Institute. It's a two-year school. After my 2 years there, I came to New Mexico State, and then I went into the ROTC program here as a young lieutenant, went into the military for back in 1981. And so I really enjoyed that, and that really had a huge impact. Probably my proudest moment was getting through Ranger School. That was, to me, a big, you know, a big accomplishment. I was still on active duty during Operation Desert Storm. My expertise is in chemical weapons. I was chemical officer. And so we were very concerned about that portion of the Iraqi threat. And so I spent a good portion of my time in the preparation of the of that particular war. Then I left active duty in 1990, at the end of 1991, after Desert Storm. And I stayed in the Army Reserves. The story that I would really like to tell is this. Those of us that serve our nation, you know, do so at great, it's sometimes at great cost. And I will tell you the story of when I got called up for active duty. I was in Florida doing the annual 2 weeks training for the Army Reserve. At that point, I was working for a pharmaceutical company, Abbott Laboratories, and I was stationed with them in Costa Rica. We had started up a new facility there, and I was one of a handful of Americans that gone there to start it up. So I got the call when I was in my 2 weeks and said that I had been involuntarily assigned and that I needed to report to Fort McCoy, Wisconsin. I was in Florida. My family was in Costa Rica. Just by a matter of phone calls, is calling them up and saying, I've just been mobilized. We have to remember this is, 14 months after 9/11. And so our ability to respond to what our nation was going through in the sense of wanting some level of retaliation, some level of healing, meant that there were sacrifices that had to be made. And one of them was mine. I felt that you know, leaving my family, not even getting to say goodbye to them, and then being shipped off to McCoy, and then within a couple of weeks into, I was in Kuwait. It was difficult on the family. It was difficult on my kids. My kids were middle school age, and then I had one who was in kindergarten. So they were relatively young children at that point, living in a foreign country at that point. And so off I went to serve my year. You know, it became a show of force, and then became a full-out war in March of 2003. Being a chemical officer, you know, we were tasked with trying to go out and find some of the sites that we were looking for to identify whether there were any weapons of mass destruction. Obviously, we didn't find any, or that would have been publicized accordingly. So, but it was an interesting time. It was an interesting time for me to serve, and at that point, was already 21, 22 years into my military career. I could have left a couple years earlier, but the reality is 9/11 hit, and I felt a certain compelling desire to continue to serve, and then I got the call to go and do my part.